The Kirsch. Scott Anderson, 97.1. Hope everybody's doing well on this Tuesday. You know what it's time for? The big old tub of pretzels question of the day.
All right.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Okay, so how this works is a lot of listeners send in random questions.
And we love the random questions.
So if you want your question answered, text it right now at 248-539-9797. Okay, and collects them. They eventually get put into this big old tub of pretzels, and which it was. It used to contain pretzels. Now it just contains the question.
Now,
it's empty. Yeah, there's no pretzels in there anymore.
Is there any pretzel aroma or essence?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't call it essence. I'd call it stank.
Okay.
Pretzel stank.
Yeah. Wow.
We've had that tub for literally 15 years.
What do you think, man?
I don't know. I didn't know it smell like pretzels.
It's like your potatoes. They get bad eventually.
All right, so we got some questions from the listeners.
They do.
Let's go.
All right, question number one.
Mm-hmm.
If you are grilling outside, this is good topical question. If you are grilling outside in your backyard and your neighbor comes up and says hi, are you obligated to offer him some food? Ooh, what if you've only cooked enough for the family, Doug, right? Like you've got enough for you, the wife and the kids.
It's funny because I like to think of myself as a good neighbor.
Yeah.
And yet my first instinct is, no, you're not obligated.
Ooh, no, you don't say anything? Like but it's that sweet chicken breast and that barbecue sauce?
It does depend a lot on how much you've cooked. Now, typically, when I grill, the thought is we're grilling here for dinner and also tomorrow's lunch. So if we're doing chicken breasts, which we do a lot, I will cut up a couple chicken breasts and mix them in with a salad that people can take for lunch the next day. However, if there's extra food,
but then
usually I've rationed it off. I've got plans for every last morsel. So
Doug, in your mind, you're going to be like, damn it, I don't have lunch for
tomorrow.
You
know what I do? You know what I do? You want a beer? Offer beer.
Gator, what do you do?
At best, I'd offer a beer. Get away from my grill. Get out of my grill.
Not even.
No.
Okay, what if he says, that smells really good what you're cooking, Gator?
Yeah, I can't wait to have it.
I want a beer.
So that's how you guys treat your neighbors, huh?
No, that makes it sound like bad neighbors, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, the only time I'm going to offer them is if I wanted ahead of time, but I was a little shy to ask them, and I'm making a lot outside. Hey, yeah, you want to come over for a...
No, this guy just shows up uninvited.
Absolutely
not.
There's no obligation.
He saw you outside.
Not even a small obligation.
No?
And I said, at best, it'd be, hey, you want a beer? Only if I've got a bucket of beer sitting next to me. Which is likely if you're grilling. You know, you typically have a cooler full of beer or something.
This is true.
Guys, what if you there's multiple just mentions of how good what your cooking smells, and I see you got corn there too, huh? Like he's just saying it
totally fishing for an offer.
Then the opposition comes even stronger. Hit to the store, man. It's good stuff. It's easy.
Yep.
We'll do it.
Got the corn.
I'm inspiring you. I'm glad we're giving you some inspiration to do something. And get off your lazy ass and stop asking and begging for food.
Wow, like your neighbor, dude? Good Lord. All right, Doug. Well, we know Doug used to just...
I stop with a beer.
All right, that's it?
Yep.
All right. Glad I'm not neighbors with you guys. All right, next question. If you had to get a tattoo of a state on your body, not Michigan, what state would you get?
What?
I don't know, man. It's a round question, dude. So pick another state that you would have to get a tattoo.
Wyoming. Yeah. Just get a square or a rectangle.
Uh-huh.
Probably Montana. Big fan of the state of Montana.
Right across
I talk about...
Big Montana on your back, man. Just huge square on your
back. This guy really likes Montana. Is that Montana? I know. It's Montana! Idaho?
Is that Wyoming? No?
It would be smaller and inconspicuous, but you said if I have to, it's the state of Montana.
Gator, what state are you going with?
Great state of Texas. I don't know. When I was a kid, I loved the state of Texas. I remember I was in kindergarten, first grade. I was in first grade, and I was selected to do a report and work with a sixth grader and work on a state report. And I got to pick the state, and I picked Texas. And love the city of Austin, been to Dallas, enjoyed Dallas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's an interesting shape of a state with the panhandle and, almost like it's got horns on either side. I like Texas.
What about you?
I'll answer it in a second, but Doug, you notice how, like, Gator, you could pick something you like as an adult. You don't have to pick something you like as a kid.
I don't mind Texas. Red, white, and blue. Just, all right, all
right. The first thing he goes, well, I like Texas as a kid.
I always have.
I know. All right, I'm just
it goes way back. Yeah. What about you, Kang?
I would go with Nevada because you could play out of Las Vegas if you had to. You know, like if all of a sudden I got addicted to tattoos, you know how they say one leads to another?
Yep.
Just make it all into big, like, oh, focus around Las Vegas. Yeah, then.
Welcome.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
right above your butt.
Be Nevada.
Wow.
Jeez, Gator.
Trev says is welcome.
No, move it away from that area.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Oh, that must be downtown.
Wow.
I want to take it back.
Let's get to the next question in a hurry.
Yeah.
Like a minute ago.
Okay, if you had to subscribe to a monthly delivery subscription, what would you have delivered to your house? Like one of those monthlies. Like every month you're getting a package of something. What would you get?
So I had a recurring that one that has run out because apparently the product is no longer available. We literally getting.
Yeah, you liked it. Now
every
it's gone.
2 weeks we were getting from Amazon Gatorade Cucumber Lime Zero because I couldn't find it in stores anymore. And my wife set this up that every 2 weeks, another 8-pack would be sent to the house. And guess what? Amazon has run out.
Let me help you out.
Yeah.
Target.
I have not seen the Cucumber Lime Zero.
Oh, I don't know about Zero.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I saw the Cucumber Lime at Target.
Something that subscription service, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm going to need more chicken breast because I'm feeding my neighbor now.
Oh.
Or something from Montana because you love it so much.
of the month.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would do. I would do like the Omaha steak thing. Like have a steak show up to my.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Right.
It's not a bad one. It'd probably be the thing. Honestly, it probably would be chicken breast.
For me, it'd be a tequila of the month.
Oh, there you go. Nice. And you don't even know what's coming. It's like a vine,
don't
right?
Know. I love trying different tequilas, and every time I go to the store, if I get a bottle of tequila, it's something different. I don't like to get the same thing twice. There are some staples I have for mixing drinks or whatever that I just have on hand for groups of people. But for me personally, tequila of the month. I want to try something new.
Go one more?
That's kind of badass. Yeah, let's do one more.
All right.
That's how I roll, Doug.
There we go. This one might be old. It's hard to open. All right, here we go. Rank these. Spaghetti, lasagna, chicken parm, fettuccine alfredo.
All right, want me to start?
Yep.
I'm going to go bring it up the rear is fettuccine alfredo.
Ooh.
It's delicious, but I mean, it's like the worst thing in the world to eat.
What?
Chicken parm is terrible for you. I'm sorry. Fettuccine alfredo was terrible for you.
Oh, you mean like I thought you meant taste wise.
No, I think it's delicious. Oh, I said it's terrible for you. So,
healthy wise.
Right. Yeah. I think I would go chicken parm next, but the next three are all really good. I like chicken parm, but I'm going to put it third. And I'm going to go with spaghetti. Lasagna is so great. I love lasagna. It's got to be number one.
You like the red sauces?
Well, I mean, I love fettuccine alfredo, but it's terrible. It's all cream in it. It's not good.
Yeah. Alfredo is to pasta sauce what mayo is to condiments to me. It's fourth on my list by far. Spaghetti is three. Chicken parm two. And lasagna
chicken parm
is number
two.
One. Yeah. Lasagna. I don't care. My mom is for Christmas for years made this turkey lasagna that is fantastic. I've had veggie lasagnas that are tremendous. And so I think lasagna is spectacular, and so it's number one.
All right, so my strategy here going into this is I'm going to rank spaghetti last, not because I don't like it. I love spaghetti. But spaghetti is wildly different, I feel like, wherever you go. Like, I just feel like it can be too off the board, or you know, it could be great. It could be just weird. I've had sweet spaghetti. I've had other spaghetti. So I'll put it fourth for that reason. Fettuccine next. Lasagna and chicken parm, because I feel like chicken parm is the most consistent. I'm just going with what I feel like I'm going to get, like, you know, the same thing every single time more consistently. So chicken parm is one for me.
Wow. I like spaghetti a lot. Angel hair spaghetti, angel hair pasta. And then it's all about adding extra Parmesan cheese.
You like meat sauce or do you like just the marinara?
I prefer a meat sauce, but just regular red marinara is
fine. I'm not going to ask you, Doug. I know what you prefer.
And there it is. That concludes another edition of the Big Old Tub of Pretzels. If you want to get your questions answered, text them right now, 248-539-9797, so Ken can cut and paste them, put them in the tub for next time here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.